face of each child. Today, Bhaktada is seeing from the face of each child how much love each one has for Bhaktada in his heart. Children have for Bhaktada, the love of Bhaktada, the love of the heart of Bhaktada for the children is even more. This love of the heart, this hearty love, but this love from the heart is making the children move forward according to their capacity. Bhaktada is noticing that the children have a lot of love for Bhaktada in their heart. Children, and this alaukik love of both for each other is making the children move forward. However, far away the children may be. However many the children may be, the heart, the love in the heart of Bhaktada is making the children move forward. each child. Each child is moving forward number wise according to how much love he has for Bap Dada and for and love for the family. This alaukik love This alaukik love is experienced only now at the confluence age. In the whole cycle, it is experienced only now at the confluence age. Dada Bap Dada on seeing the love each child has Bap Dada on seeing the love each child has in his heart for Bap Dada, even Bap Dada is blessing every child from the heart. Children, children, only the heart recognizes the love in the heart. And the children and only the heart recognizes the love in the heart and continue to take this love and move forward. Love for Bap Dada, love from the heart for Bap Dada, love from the heart for the family. Is making every soul forward and will continue to make each one move forward. From the lines on the forehead of each child, Bap Dada knows that knows how love for Bap Dada is making each one move forward. Now, Bap Dada is now giving blessing to each Mahavir child for moving forward. Children never become tired. Never get frightened. Each child of the Father is very lovely. It is this love which is making you move forward. And it will continue to do the same in the future also. So, such love, God's love from the heart, God's love, love from the heart is experienced number wise by each child. Each child experiences this love number wise and is moving forward. In each child's heart, there is zeal and enthusiasm in each one's heart, but it is number wise. Each child has the aim that he must become like Bap Dada. Don't each of you have this enthusiasm to become like Bap Dada? you are becoming that, and in the future also you will become the same. Raise your hand if you have the enthusiasm that you want to become like Bab Dada. So even the father has love for the children in his heart, and therefore he always sings song of the children. Wow, my children, you are moving forward and you continue to move forward. See, see how many and who are the ones who are experiencing God's love in the whole world, in the whole world. So you are the very few who are visible in a practical way, in a physical way, as you are experiencing the Father's love and are there. Are moving forward with the Father's sustenance. Aren't you? Do you think? Aren't you? Even if any obstacle comes in your way, hope you don't stop there. Bab Dada noticed that Bab Dada noticed that many children have this determined thought to move forward in spite of obstacles, a few obstacles coming here and there in front of them, but still Bab Dada noticed that majority of the children on the basis of Baba's love and the knowledge are moving forward well and will continue to move forward in this way in the future also. On seeing you children, Bab Dada is happy about one thing. Bab Dada is happy about one thing on seeing you children. What must that be? What is that? In spite of many situations coming in their way. They are fearless. They stay fearless. A majority stay fearless and continue and are continuing to move forward. Bab Dada is happy to see the aim of the children and their qualifications according to their aim. This is why never get influenced by any type of negative atmosphere or situations. Instead, take help from Bab Dada. You are doing that and are moving forward, and you continue to move forward in this way. When you see each other, see each one's speciality. See each one's speciality when you see each other. Don't see anything else. I have to move forward. Isn't this the aim of all of you? That I have to move forward. Those who have this aim, raise your hand. Even if you are hearing someone's weakness, but hear and don't hear. Don't hear it. You move forward yourself and make your companions also to move forward in this way. Bab Dada is seeing that so many children are making very good effort. But the wave of intense effort always bring this wave of intense effort in you, and bring others in this wave of intense effort. So you do intense effort, you have this wave of intense effort in you, and you make others also come in this wave of your intense effort. Make them enthusiastic, help them to increase their zeal and enthusiasm. Don't allow anyone to come in the atmosphere of lack of enthusiasm, and instead make them come in the atmosphere of enthusiasm. From time to time, if there is anyone who is feeling tired because of the atmosphere he's in, Bhaktada sees that it is there. So, if you see anyone in that atmosphere, you who are doing intense efforts, should make others also come in your company, so that I come in your company and make them also move forward as you are moving forward. Make your daily routine in such a way, your atmosphere in such a way, so that everyone comes comes in the atmosphere of intense efforts, and thereby moves forward and makes others move forward. Because you are the helping hands of each other, aren't you? You are the companions of each other. So as you are companions, helping hands of each other, you must have pure feelings and good wishes for all. And with these pure feelings and good wishes, make everyone move forward. And fill. And on the basis of your experience, and tell your experience of your zeal and enthusiasm, and help each other in this way. Bhaktada has noticed that majority are okay in the wave of efforts. But because their companions are a little bit slack in making efforts, their influence comes on them. So pay attention to that we should not be influenced by others' slack efforts. Have the aim that I have to come number one, or I have to be in the first eight. Do you have that much enthusiasm that you will come in the rosary of eight, or you'll go behind? Those who think that we will become victorious jewels, we are and we will become victorious jewels, raise your hand. Everyone is raising a hand, very well. That all of you will come in the rosary of eight. For that, thank you very much for raising your hand. And each one claps. But continue to raise your hand all the time you are asked. Not sometimes. Let there be any type of atmosphere. Let there be any type of atmosphere. But through your atmosphere, you have to change the other one's atmosphere. Don't be influenced by the other one's atmosphere. You move forward and make others move forward. You are each one's companions, aren't you? So you have to give them company, and to give company means to make them move forward. So continue to move forward. Now, what is the aim of each one of you? Is your aim to be an intense effort maker? Your aim should be to become an intense effort maker, not a slack effort maker. Don't say, it will become all right. Don't think like that. It should be all right. Because you have love for Baba, is it not? You have love for the Father. So, and if you have love for the Father, then what does the Father have love for? He has love for effort maker children. So if you have love for the Father, then you should also have love for intense efforts. And everyone claps. So what will you become? Intense effort makers, those who think that yes, I will become an intense effort maker and help other souls to be the same, they raise their hand. You are so clever in raising your hand. No, I'm Bhaktada is happy to see you raising your hand. You kept the courage to raise your hand in this way. So you keep the courage and God helps. You keep courage and God helps. Himmate bacche madade khuda. You will surely receive help. But the only thing is you should have this aim. I have to make intense efforts. I have to become it. I will do it. Not just effort maker, but intense effort maker. not slack effort maker, but intense effort maker. Some children, even now, even now, when they see that obstacles are coming in their way, situations are coming in their way, they become slack. But you have to be brave. You be brave and make others brave too. At least those who come regularly to the centers, regularly to the class, you do have the aim of doing intense efforts. It's not that you don't have the aim, but from time to time, when some situations come, you start thinking about efforts. You do start thinking that you have to make effort, but when it comes to making efforts, you become slack. So every day at Amrit Vela, you should check. Whether my speed of efforts is fast, or I'm just moving on, and the thought is, I will reach this destination anyhow, I am going forward. So hope you don't have such thoughts. Become an intense effort maker. You are an effort maker, but you have to check whether you are an intense effort maker or not. Whom does Bap Dada like? Who is liked by Bap Dada? An intense effort maker. So what does each child have to become? Intense effort maker. You want to become an intense effort maker or not? Raise your hand if you want to become an intense effort maker. Sure? You're already doing intense effort, or do you think that you still have to become an intense effort maker? Are you already one, or do you have to become one? So never leave this aim of being an intense effort maker. I have to be an intense effort maker all the time, and give company to others also, to make them become intense effort makers. So those who have this aim, raise your hand again. All of you are raising your hand that your aim is to be an intense effort maker and also make others intense effort makers. Good. But these efforts are a little bit slack, then become active, become strong, and do the intense efforts. Why is Baba saying this? Because day by day, Maya is work more. You have the courage, is it not? So you have the courage, but Bhaktada's help to you is before that. So your effort and the Father's help. Father's help is automatically there, but just your effort is important. Your effort is necessary. You are courageous. The courageous ones, raise your hand. Courageous ones. All are courageous. Some are raising both hands. All are courageous. It is easy to raise hand, is it not? But let it be the hand of effort too. Bhaktada is happy when he sees the wave of zeal and enthusiasm in the children. Because each child's aim is to become number one, not you don't want to become number two, do you? Those who think that, no, I want to become number one, raise your hand. Raise your hand if you say you want to become number one. They all are raising their hand, all want to become number one. Your hand, you're raising your hand very well. Bhaktada is happy to see your hand raised. So continue to make Bhaktada happy in this way. Now you have made Bhaktada happy by raising your hand, but continue to make Bhaktada happy in this way. It's good. Whose turn is it this time? Whose turn is it this time? This time it's Bhopal and Indore. Bhopal and Indore, Madhya Pradesh. So Indore zone, R.P. Ben and Bhopal of Deshwin. Indore and Bhopal on Madhya Pradesh. Central India. All central India. It's half classes. This is all Madhya Pradesh. We are 10,000. We are 10,000. This is the largest group. 26,000 have come. There are so many outside in the gardens, outside conference hall in Prakashtam. So, and Baba is asking, everything going on well, or it is a success? And Muni Ben is saying, yes, the both of them have done it very well and everything is very successful. So Baba is saying, congratulations. This one, no? This one, Avdesh Ben. Avdesh Ben. Avdesh Ben and Aarti Ben. Sister Avdesh and Sister Aarti. Sister Avdesh and Sister Aarti. So you keep the courage and Bab, and the father gives the help. It's good. You must always keep courage in every task. You should have the thought, if it won't be we, who else will do it? We are the ones who will do it. Isn't it like that? We are the ones. We are the ones who will do it. Bab Dada is happy to see that you are keeping the courage and are receiving the help. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Baba, there are so many double foreigners. 600 double foreigners. All double foreigners stand up. All the double foreigners stand up. 600 double foreigners have come. 600 double foreigners. Yes, you can wave to Baba. Bab Dada is definitely happy with everyone. But double foreigners have double foreigners have made this gathering even more beautiful, Baba is saying. Bab Dada is happy with you that there is no turn in which double foreigners haven't come. So there are always double foreigners in every turn of Bab Dada, and they come in good numbers. You come in good numbers in every turn. Therefore, congratulations to the double foreigners. Congratulations, congratulations. Okay, okay, you may sit down. Please sit down. Only when we say all Madhuban Nivasis want a special blessing. So all Madhuban Nivasis, Pandav Bhavan, Gyan Sarovar, Shantivan, Peace Park, Abu Nivasis. All of us. It's the invitation of Madhuban. This is why Madhuban, all those of Madhuban are doing very good service. You are inviting everyone, so you are doing good service of everyone. The result of your service is good. Bab Dada is happy that Madhuban Nivasis are doing very good service. Each department is paying good attention on everyone. Therefore, congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Okay, you may sit down.
Baba, candy bar, bahut high hai.
Baba, many have come first time. All the first timers stand up. So many first timers, so many. Half of the classes are first timers. Half the classes are first timers. All these are first timers. Raise your hand, all the first timers. So many at the back. Okay, sit down. Sit down. Okay. To all the brothers and sisters everywhere, who are always following the directions accurately, they too are in the diary of Bap Dada. Their names are noted, who are always moving forward in Bap Dada's task. So Bap Dada notes their names down. There are so many different tasks, and those souls who are raising their hand for every task, so it's good. There are such effort maker children whom Bap Dada sees. To such children, lots and lots and lots of special love from the heart and remembrance. So today, as you can see, Dadi Janki is not in our midst, because she is in bed. Doctors have strictly prohibited Dadi Janki to come in the hall, but she is in her room, lying on her bed and watching everything. And also there's a very big screen in front of her where she's watching Bap Dada in her room, and also the Murli is being tightened so that she can read the words of the Murli. So she's reading the Murli, listening to the Murli, and also watching Baba. And Muniben is telling Baba, "Baba, Dadi Janki is remembering you." So Baba is going to speak something for Dadi Janki, who is in her room. Baba is saying, "Child, bachi, jannat child, S- Bapdada is giving special love and remembrance on behalf of all of you to Janak Child. Bapdada is giving love and remembrance on behalf of all of you also. Bapdada is giving love and remembrance to Janak Child because her heart is here, but her body is there. Her heart is here, but her body is there. And the whole gathering is in front of our eyes. She is taking a good number ahead in efforts. So in this body's bodily sickness too, she is taking number one. Otherwise, she is not the one who would miss any Murli. So she has taken number one in this also. So she told Dadi Gulzar that Gulzar Dadi, when you go to the subtle regions, you hug Baba on my behalf. And so Bab Dada is saying yes, she is watching everything, and Baba is giving her a big hug, and a big hug to all of you also. She's saying, Baba should do some magic so that I fly and come to Baba. But Baba is saying, no, it's not good for her to get up from bed. She has to lie on bed at this time. She has been, even Mohini Ben is come. She's also, Baba is saying, she's also keeping good courage. Baba, I'm walking, she's saying. Mohini Ben is saying, Baba is telling her, congratulations. Baba, it's your blessing that is moving, making me move forward. And it will continue to make you move forward. Ishudadi also had to go to Ahmedabad. You know, she had some physical, she had a lot of stomach pain, and she went to Ahmedabad for checkup, but she's okay. You are ever ready. Baba is telling, you are ever ready. Yes, you say yes, Baba, in every task. You are playing a very good part, Baba is telling Ishu Dadi. Rukmani Dadi also has come. She can't see. She can't even hear properly. She's not able to hear very well, not able to see very well. Everything is very slow. But she's coming forward to meet. She is also, I think, 95 years old. She's at least above 90 years. Baba is telling her, it's because of your courage that you have come forward to this extent, and she remembers everything. If somebody comes to her, she meets very well, she talks to them very well, she remembers everything very well. The only thing she can't hear and she can't see properly is eyes and ears. Otherwise, brain is very good. Baba is telling Brijmohan Bhai to all the Delhi Nivasis, lots and lots of congratulations. You are ever ready. And now Nive Bhai, Brijmohan Bhai and Ramesh Bhai. Uh-huh. congratulations to Bab Dada, to Daddy. Thanks to Bab Dada, thanks to Dadiji. Nilubal is saying, keep Gulzar Dadi's health okay and you continue to come. Nilubal is saying, Baba, we are going to have a meeting and Bab Dada must come in the meeting too. The seniors will come in the meeting. There are only 1700 in the meeting. And so Baba, it's a request. Baba, it's a request to Baba that you must come in the meeting and meet the 1700 who will come for the meeting. Baba Singh and Baba will see. Everything going on well? It's good. It's good. So it's going, it's progressing gradually. Ramesh Bhai. And now, you know, in Godlywood studio, there is an overseas communication center, OCC, Overseas Communication Center. And Bab Dada will inaugurate that Overseas Communication Center. Also, Gamdevi Center, 50 years of Gamdevi Center. Gamdevi Center is the foundation. Yes. Sister Neha is telling Bab Dada that everyone has given lots and lots of love and remembrance. Gamdevi Center of Bombay. So Bab Dada will switch on to remote control that overseas communication center. From this Overseas Communication Center, there will be recordings done in Peace of Mind channel. Double Foreigners will be doing that, will be recording for Peace of Mind channel. Nilubhan is explaining that about Overseas Communication Center, what it is in the studio. Tomorrow will be a small gathering in that. Sister Denise is looking after it very well. She also has experience of studio activities. So, very good, very good. Bab Dada, Bhopal Bhai is saying that Baba, everything is going on well. So many thousands have come, but everything is obstacle free. And Bangur Center of Calcutta is celebrating Silver Jubilee 25 years. Nirmal Shanta Dad. So Bab Dada is congratulating. On the 2nd, there is a celebration here in this hall, Silver Jubilee of Wangu Center of Calcutta. Vedanti Ben is going to present a very lovely book to Bab Dada. 2012, there was a project that of writing a letter to God, and there was a national program on 4th March 2013. So many people have written letters to God. Different types of people have written letters to God. So that's now in the form of a book, which Vedanti Ben has presented to Baba. So we are meeting God, and people only write letters to God. So now Baba is going to be offered bhog.